What's the most addictive drug in the world? Weed, alcohol, cocaine, heroin, crystal, toxic pretty women, food, what? What's the most addictive drug in the world? Imagine a drug that can intoxicate us, infuse us with energy. It doesn't have to be smoked, snorted, or injected for you to experience its sublime soothing effects. When given to infants, it provokes a feeling of pleasure so intense it pursues this main objective throughout its entire young life. What am I talking about? I'm talking about sugar. Refined processed sugar is the most widely used drug in the world. Sugar lights your brain nucleus occupants. That's the same area your brain activates on response to heroin and cocaine. Sugar gives you that same dopamine reaction as cocaine and heroin. All three are refined chlorhydrates. Two or three are Schedule 1 class narcotics. According to a study by the University of Bordeaux, rats were allowed to choose between water sweetened with sugar and intravenous cocaine. 94% preferred the sweet taste of sugar. The average consumption of refined sugar. By the 1700s, the average yearly consumption of sugar was 4 pounds per human. By the 1800s, that was 18 pounds per adult. By the 1900s, that was 40 pounds per person. By 2002, it was 71 grams of sugar each day, equating to 57 pounds of sugar each year. That's right, 57 pounds of sugar we consume as of right now in 2022. Although sales and use of granulated sugar has reduced drastically and people are adding less sugar to their food and beverages, yet actual consumption has gone up. This is because people are consuming more processed foods and sodas. These can be contain surprising amounts of hidden sugars. In addition, new forms of sugar include dextrose and high fructose corn sugar, corn syrup, have been added to foods and drinks. How has this affected our society? A Princeton University conducted a study and showed that male rats, when given sweetened high fructose corn syrup in addition to their standard rat chow, these rats gained 48% more body weight than their male counterparts that did not receive the sweetened water and just ate their standard rat chow. Rats on a diet rich of high fructose corn syrup showed the following characteristics. Metabolic syndrome included abnormal weight, significant increase in circulating triglycerides, augmented fat deposition, especially visceral fat around the belly. Male rats in particular ballooned in size. So what does this tell us? This indicates society on the whole is unknowingly getting bigger, unhealthy, and obese. In the 40 years since the introduction of high fructose corn syrup as a cost-effective sweetener, rates of obesity in the United States have skyrocketed, according to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. In 1970, around 15% of the U.S. population met the definition of obesity. Today, roughly one-third of the American adults are considered obese. The CDC reported high fructose corn syrup can be found in a wide range of foods and beverages, including fruit juice, soda, cereal brands, yogurt, ketchups, mayonnaise, and etc. On an average, Americans, like I said, consume 57 pounds of this sweetener per year. Okay, some of the sugar effects. Excess sugar consumption can cause inflammation, oxidative stress, and obesity. These influences a person's risk of developing cancer and heart disease. Cardiovascular disease, people who get 20% of their daily calories from added sugar had a 38% higher risk of dying for cardiovascular disease than those who consumed 8% of sugars. For those who consume 21% or more of their energy from sugars, their risk of CVD doubled. Diabetes, 40% of the current U.S. population is living with diabetes or pre-diabetes in the United States. So how did we get there? I will tell you how we got there. Big sugar's deadly deception. In the early 1960s, doctors and researchers were trying to figure out why so many healthy presumed Americans were dropping dead from heart attacks. All scientific evidence at the time was pointing to processed sugars and as the underlying cause, not cholesterol or saturated fat as the main cause like they preach today. Big Sugar already knew the facts about heart disease and sugar. They asked and Big Sugar hired respected doctors and scientists. They came up with a plan that would derail human and scientific progress and take close to 160 million lives over the next 5 decades. The main cause of diabetes and obesity. In 1965, Big Sugar paid researchers $6,500, about $48,000 in today's money, to prove processed sugar was harmless and point the blame at saturated fat and cholesterol instead. They refuted studies that long-term processed sugar use caused deadly arterial plaques. The researchers dismissed this as being too dissimilar to real life. Now, keep in mind, human trials are the gold standard of scientific proof. Another one of the sad atrocities committed by Big Sugar, they refuted studies showing how eating less processed sugar and consuming more vegetables lowered heart attacks. Let me read that again. They refuted studies showing how eating less processed sugar and consuming more vegetables lowered heart attacks. Their words, not mine. That dietary change is not feasible. Excuse me. That dietary change is not feasible. Their words, not mine. Another study showed how eating a high-carb diet skyrockets the onset of heart disease. Big Sugar's next step. The false report was published in 1967 in the New England Journal of Medicine. The expert status of the Harvard researchers gave the research instant credibility the study needed. Since that time, over the next 50 years, not knowing well-meaning doctors have been pushing patients into these low-fat, high-carb diets, a diet that many health experts now blame for America's obesity epidemic. The results over the last 50 years, 150 million unnecessary deaths have been caused due to this misguided study. Healthy, low-fat foods with hidden high-fructose corn starch and other processed sugars exploded in popularity. In turn, type 2 diabetes rates skyrocketed. 1 in 50 Americans in 1980 had a problem with blood sugar. Today, it's 1 out of 3. By 2050, that number will be 1 out of 2. Other names for sugar include brown sugar, fructose, glucose, sucrose, maltose, corn sweetener, corn syrup, hard fructose, corn syrup, raw sugar, molasses, malt syrup, evaporated cane juice, invert sugar, fruit juice, concentrates, trehalose, and Burnando sugar. Y'all be blessed. Yaman. Yeah,